Interesting and amazing that she had such a prolonged response. Any other theories that you might have about what separates, there's some efforts out there looking at, quote, extraordinary responders, and I guess she might fit into that. Any hypotheses about who these people are, particularly people with HER2 disease?
Well, I have not studied myself, nor have I seen data or hypotheses about these patients that we have that are on trastuzumab forever. We all have some of these in our practice. And I don't know. I have a series myself of exceptional responders to lapatinib that were HER2 amplified and primary refractory to trastuzumab. And I've studied those patients. They all happen to be inflammatory breast cancers, ER negative HER2 amplified, and they've been rendered NED by lapatinib and have been on lapatinib 8 to 10 years. I have a series of three or four such patients. And it's interesting, their genomic landscape you could never have predicted a priori. But I will say this, Neil, the exceptional responders, I have a collection of exceptional responders, capecitabine, lapatinib, cetuximab, platinum. All of these exceptional responders have either germline mutations in DNA repair, double-strand DNA repair, germline mutations, or somatic mutations that have taken out homologous recombination proficiency. So that's the commonality that I have seen. This patient does not have a germline mutation. We have not done next-gen sequencing of a liver biopsy. So I don't know if she's got a somatic mutation in the double-strand DNA repair pathway. But I'm thinking of one of my young patients. Now she's 60, but she was in her 30s when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's one of these as well, Neil, liver metastasis, who's been on trastuzumab for 20 years now, literally. She's one of Eric Weiner's first patients who got vinorelbine and trastuzumab for her liver metastasis 20 years ago. And she's been in a complete response. It was interesting, Neil. I actually stopped the trastuzumab after 14 years on her, and her cancer came back in her liver.
Wow.
Right exactly where it was before. Wow, I won't do that again. And so I gave her paclitaxel, trastuzumab, pertuzumab. She went right back into a CR, and
Wow.
she'll be on trastuzumab and pertuzumab for life. Thankfully, she tolerates it great. Again, I haven't done next-gen sequencing on her cancer, but she comes from a very strong family history of breast cancer. She does not have a germline mutation, but there's clearly a predisposition to cancer there. So